From learning. Right now I'm gonna be working.
Hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And wherever in the world that you are, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are broadcasting from Oroville. It's beautiful, it's sunny, and we are so happy to be here. And I am thrilled that after 2.5, almost 3 years, I am back with Sajjan. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So you first came to Oroville to do the Swardharma program. Yes. It's a beautiful, beautiful program about finding your inner self and the inner qualities. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Okay, so Swardharma is a six-week journey of learning, and to say anything about it is only like putting it in a box, but it opens doors for you in a way that you wouldn't imagine with talks and lectures, and also like diving deep into self and inner work with soul forces and how you align with the different energy centers in the body, and moving with that, meeting people who resonate with that energy so that you can find within yourself, bring out in the world, and get validated by people who have found their calling so that you can begin that brave step, take that first brave step into that journey.
And that's how we first met.
And that's how we first met.
Because you had just finished your medical school, and if I recall correctly, both your parents are doctors.
Yeah, both of them surgeons.
Surgeons. A lot of pressure.
Job, job, job.
A lot of pressure. And you came to me for what was going to be, I think, about a 45-minute session, and we ended up speaking for about four hours.
Yeah,
right?
We spoke for 4 hours, and then I visited you again.
Yeah,
we had that really nice pesto also.
Pesto. And what was it then that, well, that brought you into that? Because here you are being curious, trying to find out about yourself. You've got your parents, and you come from a very strong Indian, Orthodox Indian family, and you were made to go in this certain way. Mm-hmm. What did you discover, and what can you share?
I'd say that the newness of it was a huge contrast for me. I'd graduated on the 19th and 20th. I was in Oroville, which was so far away from where I was in the hospital. And you could even say so far away from all the structures that I'd found familiar in my life growing up. And a part of this journey, meeting people, one of the people that I'd met was you. I'd chosen to meet, okay, you know, what is it that is missing in a hospital? There is joy that is missing. There is laughter in the faces that's missing. What is it that a human being can truly cherish when they would want to be healthy? Where is the well-being? So when I was introduced to the idea of, oh, there is a person who works as a medical clown bringing that into a hospital, I was intrigued. And that's how I came into your space and found something special that still lives in me.
It's lovely to hear that it still lives in you. How does it live in you?
I'd say that after Oroville, I'd gone back to Delhi, and when the pandemic had started, I'd chosen to work in the emergency room, working as a medical doctor there. And after every interaction coming back from Oroville and having had the meetings that I had had, I found that I was not only looking for a person's diagnosis anymore.
Ah, great.
I was looking behind the diagnosis.
Yes.
I was looking at the person, and I was looking at what beyond the medication can bring true health to this person, or like what beyond the medication can bring laughter or a smile in this person who would want to live beyond just being given maybe a paracetamol or what pain relievers or anything that they needed.
Working in the emergency department, we call it the ED, emergency department, or here the emergency room, is something that is so special to me. I worked in emergency for over a decade, and then in other areas of the hospital. But I think there's something very magical about working in ED and the team there, because everything is, you don't have time to think.
Oh, it's chop, chop, hectic. It's like one thing after the other, and you just have to go, go, go.
you go, go, go. And as a matter of fact, it's quite interesting because in the emergency departments that I've worked in, there is a hierarchy, but there's not. Because there's no ego. It's like you are there and you are there to save a life or you are there to do whatever.
Yeah, the hierarchy is an organism.
Yeah. 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 And I find that very, very interesting because here we are saving lives on a daily basis, you know, and at the same time, it's like if you're the best person for the job, you are the one who's there. Mm. Sometimes the RT, the respiratory therapist, is the best person for the job. Yes. Sometimes the medical clown is the best person for the job.
The respiratory doctor or any, you know, the cardiac physician is not going to know what to do when the tension in the room is like thick like smog. They wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't be able to prescribe laughter to the air. You know, like a medical clown would be able to do.
And I think this is what's so beautiful, is we really come together very much as an integrated team, as an integrated model, and taking that further. Now, you continue to come back here to Oroville, and you just did the Svaram program.
Yes.
And tell us about that. Both Hamish and I have done that, and our sound therapists as well. So tell us about that and how you can include this now.
You know, again, I'd like to reiterate the nature of programs in Oroville is as soon as you say something, it's a box, you know. You can't really pinpoint this is it. But I think it's one of the best things that I've done for myself to be absorbed in those vibrations. And not just the vibrations, you know, like to be in the company of people who come with the same calling and have the wisdom of life of having walked the talk that they're preaching is special. And to see health not as a physical structure but as an intermingling of elements and sound and how they can come together is something no allopath would ever even know how to approach. So in that manner of seeing it, I think it's like seeing one of the wonders of the world. It's awesome.
I love that. The wonders of the world outside and the wonders of the world inside.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah?
And I think what I love about Oroville is exactly that. It's the coming together of all these modalities, all these people that come together from around the world. Mm. And then we share our gifts with people who come in like you. And you are 27, is that correct?
That's correct.
You are the average age of the average Indian.
Monotonous average. But I find myself to be really, really lucky to be in this special space, you know, just being here.
Well, as Sri Aurobindo says, India is and will, it's our youth that will take us forward, will take the youth forward. Mm. And you are one of those youth. And it's just such a privilege for you to come back, for me to have you come back and to have you on this program. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that you can share with youth, not only in Oroville, but around the world?
I'd like to say that I'd like to pick up on something that you'd said about people coming together in unity. Mm. I'd like to say it's not a unity for the sake of coming together, but it's a unity in the knowing space of the heart, where each and every person with language barriers, with cultural barriers, has something in common in their heart which they recognize here. And that recognition is very special. And you don't choose it. It chooses you.
Absolutely. It absolutely chooses you. And it's like, you know, come hell or high water, somehow as an individual in a relationship with Hamish, with my community of Arati and with the larger community, somehow we survive. We're not agreeing right now.
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult.
Yes,
but we are here. But we are here.
Yeah, this sensitive time is also like even how it's happening in the best way that people are putting together despite being on opposing sides is like an example.
We need to agree to disagree and do that with the utmost respect in harmony, but also with integrity and sincerity and that curiosity.
Yeah.
Be able to look in the mirror at the end of the day and say, yes, I did what was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us just where are you off to next? Not just a hospital, but you also do?
So right now, right after this talk, I'm headed to Chennai. Mm. And there I'm learning anthroposophic medicine, and I hope to work. I've been offered work with a Waldorf school in Chennai, so I'll work with them as a school doctor.
Wow.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law in Canada had a Waldorf school in her backyard. She had acreage. Yeah, she had an acreage, and they had a Waldorf school there. So we're very familiar with Waldorf and Rudolf Steiner.
Yeah.
I just so wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you.
In this new year.
Thank you. I'm so glad
that you came and reconnected with us.
I'm sure I'll see you again, and I'm sure I'll see Medi Clown Academy with the clowning and all the sound healing modalities and everything, carrying it together at the forefront.
Absolutely. And one of the best sounds is the sound of laughter, the vibration of laughter. And so on that note, I invite Hamish and Cypria to join us as we ring out laughter throughout the world to bring healing and love, curiosity, and all these beautiful values for healing. And on that note, let's go out of here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.